Vayter and Shas, we are on Daf Hey, picking up on Dalma Beis Hod Bottom of Page, 11 lines up, second word on the line. So we had mentioned our Mishnah, the Arba Avos Nevi'im Nezikin, and then we left off yesterday discussing that there's more than four, but wait, there's more. We're going to see another amount, even more than that, 24 Avos Nezikin. Tanan Rabbi Chiya. Hasim v'arba avos nezikin, the 24 avos nezikin. Tashlumi keifa, someone who steals and then gets busted. Rashi says even matzi to matzi biyodah geneva, and then he gets caught up. He's to pay not only what he stole, but even double that. But tashlumi arba chamisha, or four or five times the amount, depending on what he stole over there. He's talking about where he shechted it and then he sold it, and depending on what type of the animal is, he's to pay either four or five times the amount. Veganov, someone who steals and they admit to the fact that they did. Rashi says mishalim al pi atzmo, and mishalim keifa doesn't pay double. Only the amount he stole, because he admitted in Modav Kanas is Potter, and Ve Gazlan, someone who steals in public. Rashi says Nami Avu Dichsev, VeHeshiv is a Gazela Shergazal, VeEdim Zomimin. Those are people who testify to certain people, and they end up being that they're lying, and they get busted up. VeOnes, someone who is Maanes someone. Says Rashi, in such a case, what do they have to do? They have to pay 50 kesef, ksiv ba'onis, and mafata, ksiv kesef, yishakel, kamar basulos, kamar basulim, shel ones, nahainu, chamishim kesef. That's ones, ve'am mafata. Umotzi shemra. Motzi shemra is talking about where someone says that they have a relationship with their wife and then say that really she was with someone else before him, and it's not true. Ve'am etame. Someone who makes the truma of a koig tame, vamedameya, someone who mixes in truma into someone else's regular stuff, and now you don't know what's what. Now you kind of messed up the whole thing. Vamenasech, someone who makes the wine into yayin nesech. Vehani tleser, and the 13 that Rabbi Shai said in yesterday's ha'esem va'arabel comes out to 14 plus. 11 plus 13 comes out to 24. Frankly, Rabbi Shai, my time of why didn't Rabbi Shai mention these? Gemara Mamona Kamara Bashai was talking about only Mamon, which means things that you have to pay back, but Kanas alokamara, but he's not dealing with the Kanas, and these are dealing with the Kanas. Ganav Vigazlan de Mamonahu, listening, but we know Ganav and Gazan, it's Mamon. It's not Kanas, it's just pay back what it is. So why didn't you mention at least those? With the Gemara, Hakatani lay Shomachinim Vashol. He mentioned the case of Shomachinim. That means someone who's guarding you who's not getting paid, and someone who borrows. And included in those cases, someone who steals for himself. Therefore, it's already mentioned. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Nami Hatani lay Shomachinim Vashol. He was coming to add the ones that we just added over here. So we say already in Shomachinim Vashol. So why are you making it separate? Tani Mamona Da Asiliya Debeteira. Tani Mamona Da Asiliya Debeisura. Rabbi Chiya. He brought separate cases of money that came into the guy's hands, mutter-wise, and did it in a way that it became usser. The first case with the shomer, with the case of the shomer chinam mishol, he got the money, was given to him with no problem, and then he started telling him as he took it away that it wasn't given into a mutter. Beep, turn the page off. Hey, Edom Zomim to Mamona who listening. Aye, but Edom Zomim, that's Mamon, and why doesn't Rav Shaya mention that? Edom Zomim is they just get what they tried to give. That's not called Kenas. That's called Mammon. So why don't you mention that? So look, Rabbi Kiva, look, Rabbi Kiva. Damar Ein Mishalman Al Pi Atzman. The Edom Zomim don't pay Al Pi Atzman, meaning if they admit to it themselves. And that falls into the category of Kenas, when people don't pay through themselves. And that's why the least coming to Rabbi Kiva, it's the case. Esau, look, Rabbi Kiva. Hold on one second. Rabbi Shai is really going with Rabbi Kiva. Let's say Tregav Neshor. Then let him bring two different types of shore, listening shore da azik shore, listening shore da azik adam. You should bring down the case of a shore that damaged another shore, and one that damages an adam. Why is that? We mentioned earlier, we don't want to mention two ones because it's the same thing. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it's actually different than the payment, and therefore you should put them as separate shtiklach. The time we learned in the Mishnah. Where is the Mishnah? Says in Masechta Shas coming up on Lamed Gimel and Membeis and Mabeis, also on Erechin, we said that Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af Tam Shechava Ba'adam Mishalim B'Mosar Nezik Shalim. If you have a Tam, not a Muad, a regular Tam animal that goes and is Chaval, he goes and damages a person, Mishalim B'Mosar Nezik Shalim, the owner has to pay the. Rashi explains that we're talking about a case if two animals get into a fight and they start around, each one gets damage from the other, then the owner of the animal that caused greater amount of damage has to pay the difference to the owner of the other animal. So, Mishalim b'mosin nezek shalim ha tavrei Rabbi Akiva legezize. He broke the power of that. So this is an answer. Rabbi Akiva already broke the power of that punch as much as the koch egrofo kedem sanhedrin v'kama adik lezid v'kam. And the tanya l'tana b'risa Rabbi Akiva omer yochel af tam shechala ba'ad mishalim in aliyah. You would have thought that of a tam were to go and be chavel and wound a person, a man, then the baal, the owner, has to pay from the aliyah, from the best stuff that he has. Rashi says, v'shtakach delo mishalim nezik shalim ela kamosha shor shava. Talmud lomar, ya'aseh lo. The pasuk says that shall be done to it. Megufa mishalim v'en mishalim in aliyah, which is telling that the owner only pays from the body of the animal that damaged and not from his aliyah, from the best stuff that he has, from other things that he has. So, even though in the chinami, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you have a shor that damages a person, will sometimes pay full, often it won't end up being the case, and therefore Vashai didn't put this on the list that damages a person as a separate type of situation. Okay, now, but ha'onis mefatev, ha'motzi shemra demamonahu, listening, that's called mamon. Why don't we list that as part of the count? Says Rashi, onis mefatev demamonahu, shechamishim kesef levad avi kenas. Only the 50 shekels called kenas, aval yesh bo pegam, sheshava achshav pachos mideikara. Now this pegam, because she's worth less than what she was before, kedamar v'ksuvas, uboshes demamonahu, and therefore, why isn't that mentioned in the list? Says Gemara, man of shach. I nezek tunneli. If you want to say that this type of payment is nezek, then he already mentioned that. He mentioned that as one of the things. Itzar tunneli. And if you want to say that it's tsar, then that also has already been mentioned in the five things Rav Shai brought in. I boshes tunneli. If you want to say boshes, you had that also. I begam hanu nezek. I begam, then that's called nezek. So what exactly, what payment do you want to say Rishai is talking about? Kenas, kenasa, b'kenasa l'kamari. All we could be talking about is kenas, and we already said that he's not dealing with kenas. Okay, v'ametame, v'amedameh, v'amenasach mamonu. All those things are considered mamon, listening. Why don't we mention those? Rashi explains, even though we said the drop before, Medame is ma'ariv truma imchulin. You mix in truma to chulin shel chaverim. Dashtam is abin lebezoy. You have to sell cheaper. If you shen yochel lochla elokon only coin can eat it. Menasech shenisech yayin chaver levodazar. They're menasech if levodazar. Va'asu ba'na asus ba'na. Halva avid be ma'isa begufei the yayin. So listen, why isn't that taught? It says Gemara again. Man of shach. How exactly do you want to explain? I hezek she'en or nika shmei hezek hatanalei nezek. If ne something which is Rashi explains this is a case. Why kigon hacha deina nezek nikar besocha peres dalo chasalu? There's no nezek that's nikar because it's not lacking anything. Hatanali nezek. He does put in his list something which is called nezek. Ezek shena nikar lo shmei hezek then haveli kenasa. Then this now is becoming kenas ube kenasa lo kamari. He's not dealing with kenas, right? Because there's no doraisa tikazach over here to pay for this type of nezek. Then it's just a Durabanan Digazach over here. And then, like we mentioned, he's not bringing Kenas. Now, even though Rav Shai doesn't put them in his list, Rav Chia does. So, Lema Kasev Rav Chia, Hezek Shana Nika, Lo Shmei Hezek. It must be, we're saying that he holds that it's not considered Hezek. Di Shmei Hezek, Atanali Nezek. If it's called Hezek, then he must be, he already mentions Nezek. So, it must be that he's saying that something which is Eina Nikar is considered like it's Nezek. However, the Gemara Lav Davka, Tana Hezeka Deminkara, Tana Hezeka Deluminkara. He's just throwing different types of Hezek out here, things that are Nikar and things that are not Nikar. But Lav Davka, that he holds that Hezek Shein and Nikar is not considered Hezek. Now, every time that we brought up a list over here, we start with a number. There's four Arba Mezekin, or we said that there are 13, or that there are 24. Why are we mentioning a number? What is it coming to teach us? Usually it's coming to exclude something. We get it. He said four in order to exclude the cases of Rav Hoshaya, who said that there are 13. Rabbi Shaya, who said 13, Tanya Minyana Lamute Rabbi Yechia, who says that there are 24. Ela Minyana Rabbi Yechia Lamute Maya. Why is he saying 24? Is that coming to exclude? Lamute Moser Umefagel. A Moser is a Malshin, someone who tells to the government. Rashi says that Malshin Shemoser Momen Chaver Lovigal Chavim, and ends up being that the guy can come and take it away. And Pigel, we know, is when a person has the wrong kavana during one of the parts of the avoda, right? We know Shchita and Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, and if the wrong kavana, you can eat it at the wrong time, let's say something like that. That's what's not included here. Now listening, well, I'm thinking, why isn't that included? Bish, Lamef, Mefagel, Bekachim, Lo Kamari. Makes sense that it wouldn't say Mefagel, because he's not dealing with Kachim. Ela Moser, my time, Elotani. Why does he mention Moser? That's not Kachim alone, that applies to many things. Shiny Moser de Dibura. Ube Dibura lo kamairi. Moser is just speech. And with speech, he's not dealing with just a person who goes and he talks, even though it's pretty damaging. In fact, the Gemara of Ahomotzi Shema, what about Shema? Who says that this person is just speaking and saying what happened. The Dibura, who that's Dibura, that's mentioned. Vikatani. Dibura de Isbe Maiso. Yes, there's Dibura there, but it also has a Maiso as well. Because we're saying Tashrus was done. V'ha'idim zomen, what idim zomen? Dibur, the last bay maisa, it's just speaking and there's no maisa. V'katan, it's there. Hasam, afagav, the last bay maisa. Rachman akari maisa. Even though there's no maisa, the Torah calls it maisa. D'chsev, asisem lo kasher zomem la'asos la'achiv. And therefore, it's considered where we count it. Bishlom atana didon tana avos mikladika toldos. All is good and dandy according to the Tan of our Mishnah, who says, Avos, we have told us. Elu Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Oshaya, Avos, Mechadika, told us. It implies that there's told us as well. Told us, same, I knew. What are the told us of all the examples that they brought over here? Amar Rabbi Avo, Kulan Ka Avos, L'shalem Mimetav. It doesn't mean Avos is in the context of there's Avos and there's told us. It means Avos in the context of that this is like, this is intense over here. They're primary. L'shalem Mimetav, they have to go and they have to pay. As new, they have to pay up from their most valuable stuff. My time, what's shot over here that has to go and pay for the most primary? Asi tachas nesina yishalim kesef. It's a gezeirah shava that they have the words tachas nesina yishalim and kesef. Take a look at this delicious Rashi, which take you to the bottom, which goes through how that exactly works. But the point is, through a gezeirah shava is where we learn it from. Now, the next part of the mission said, Lo hare yashor kare amave. The ox is not like the mave. Maika amar. What in the world does it mean when saying that, like, essentially, what's the point? It's Rashi, lamali lamiste klal. What is the point of telling us that these things are not like the other, are not like each other? Amar Rav Zid, Mished, Rav HaHachigam, as he means to say. Lichta v'chman achada v'tisi yiduch mineh. Why don't we just write one and we'll learn out the other from it? Hadar amar chada mechada lo asya. And that's what the response is. The response he's saying is you can't learn out one from the other. Rashi says, kadim afarsh la'el, rav l'tameh, shmol l'tameh, each one according to their reasoning. Next part of Mishnah, v'lo zeh v'zeh, sheish ben ruach chaim. You can't compare these two, ox and mava, which are considered living. My karma, what does that mean? Amar of Misharshia Mishmei Derava. Hachika Amar, this is what it means to say. Beep, turn the page, hammer base. Lift the Rechmana Tartu, just write two, v'tesi yidach minayim. Why don't you just learn out the other ones from them? Hadarma says back, chadami tartu lasi. You can't learn out one from those two. Sounds like that means you have to write every one of them out because you can't learn out from them. Amar Rava v'kulu kishadis bor beinayu. Wrong trap. Again, Amar Rava v'kulu kishadis bor beinayu asya kulu b'mamatsinu. Really, if we were to take all the six things that we mentioned over here, we said Karen, Regel, Shane, Bor, Maver, Hever, meaning a man and fire, then all of those, you'd be able to go ahead and throw them into the idea of Bor, and you're able to learn it out through a Mamatsinu. That which we find by Bor, we can find by them as well. Rashi spells it out. What's the Mamatsinu? You could say, if by a Bor, which doesn't move, you're going to be Chayiv for some sort of Nezik, it does. And regarding the concept of Regel and Shane and Man and Fire, which do go, they do walk and they do move and they do damage, then of course you're going to be Chayiv. Now you're going to say, but hold on 1 second, but a Bor is different. Why? Because from the very beginning of it, it was already something which damages and the others aren't. But we would say, oh, but Karen will deal with that, right? Because Karen also something from the beginning and also it's going to be Chayiv. But I would say, but Karen can't be a source for Chia for the other ones because Karen has something special in it that what? It has Kavana Lahazik. Then we say, okay, but a boar will show that it doesn't have Kavana Lahazik. So since each one is able to be we can learn out everything else also, that something which is shchicha hezeka, and you're chayv to watch over it. The rest of them also going to be as well. Labar mikaren. So says the Gemara now. Asikulu b'matzad labar mikaren. Mishum the ikel mifrach. You could say malakulu shkein more than mitchilasan. Laman da amar adu rabba karen adifa. Says that's something which is even more shikavonos lahazik. Afilu karen nami asya. Then even karen also you could learn out from this. So if the whole thing the Torah wanted to teach you is to come tell you that you're going to be chayv for all these different things, you don't have to go and write all of them by themselves. Why does the Torah say to write them all out? In order to teach all the particular laws, right, that are going to apply to each one of them that don't apply to the other. Karen, the Chalik bin Tam and Lemuad. This Karen was coming to be taught to make a distinction between a Tam and a Muad. Shane Varega, Lepotar Mishus Arabim. They can be Potter and Mishus Arabim. Bor, Liftar Bosa Kalim. If it's Kalim, it's Potter. Rabbi Huda, Mechaiv, Aniske Kalim, Babor, Liftar Bosa Adam. Then you write the reason why Bor is to Potter Chia for a person who's killed in the pit. Adam, Lechaiv, Ba'arba Devarim. It's going to be Chaiv you in the, not just the Nazik one, but Sari Por Shevas and Boshas. Eish, Liftar Bosa Taman. Fire is written in order to potter up the owner to be chayav for something that's hidden, something that gets destroyed when it's not able to be seen. And he says, you are going to be chayav such a thing. What's he coming to include? Beep, turn the page. It's coming to include a chayav for the case of fire that would come and affected a person's plowed field, the field itself, or it burnt a little bit of his stones. So it's not eating up anything over there, but it's affecting it in such a way that that's going to be something as well. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.